Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Ragtime songs arrived at the end of the 19th century, flourished for a while, and then disappeared gradually until the 1920s finished them off. A lot of people wrote a lot of them. Here's the how and why.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Barney Fagan was a Boston Irishman who starred in minstrel shows. His most famous song dates back to 1896, when ragtime was first becoming popular across the country. He wrote this minstrel song with a ragtime rhythm that almost assured its popularity. 28 years later, in 1924, blues singer Alberta Hunter recorded a song that appealed to jazz musicians, but also kept a touch of ragginess as ragtime was on its way out. Danny Barker with Barney Fagan's My Gal is a Highborn Lady, and Alberta Hunter with Spencer Williams and Jack Palmer's Everybody Loves My Baby.
There's going to be a festival this evening, and a gathering of color mighty rare. There'll be noted individuals of prominent distinctiveness to permeate the colored atmosphere. Sunny Africa's 400's going to be there to do honor to my lovely fiancée. There will be a grand ovation of a special ostentation when the parson gives the dusky bride away. My gal is a high-born lady. She's black, but not too shady. Feathered like a peacock, just as gay. She is not colored, she was born that way. I'm proud of my black Venus. No coon can come between us. Long the line, they can't outshine this high-born gal of mine.
Thank you. kisses. He'd make a dumb woman holler, hey, hey, that's my everybody, of my baby. But my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
Danny Barker, My Gal is a High-Born Lady, and Alberta Hunter, Everybody Loves My Baby. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Vaudevillians Joe Howard and Ida Emerson wrote one of the first popular ragtime songs in 1899. Hello, My Baby was about a love affair conducted on that new contraption, the telephone. It was also a coon song, as were many ragtime songs. Ragtime syncopation came from African-American music, so it was natural for songwriters of the day to link them. Joe Howard sings Hello, My Baby, and Goodbye, My Lady Love.
I've got a little baby and she's mine, all right. I talked to her across the telephone. I've never seen my honey, but she's mine, all right. So take my tip and leave my gal alone. Early every morning you can hear me yell. A sentinel picks me up along the line. He connects me with my honey, then I ring the bell. And this is what I say to baby mine. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Honey, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Telephone and tell me I'm your own. Hello, hello, hello.
Joe Howard, Hello, My Baby, and Goodbye, My Lady Love. Coon songs traded in crude stereotypes, delivered in equally crude parodies of Southern black speech. White songwriters wrote them for white singers to perform. Most coon songs were also ragtime songs, syncopated, raggy, and lively. Huey Cannon was a black composer and lyricist who wrote coon songs because that's what sold. Danny Kaye and Louis Armstrong With Cannon's 1902, Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone. I'll do the cooking, darling. I'll pay the rent. I know I've done you wrong. Now remember that rainy eve that I drove you out. Nothing but a fine to come. I know I'm to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Yes, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I'm feeling all alone.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
I know I've got you.
That's all
right. Won't you come home,
Bill Bailey? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey?
With nothing but a fine to come.
Danny Kaye and Louis Armstrong, Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home. Tin Pan Alley songwriters often stole from anything that succeeded, and nothing at the turn of the century was as successful as ragtime. They syncopated their melodies, upped the tempo a little bit, and made ragtime itself the subject of their lyrics. White and black songwriters alike feasted on their popularity. From 1900, Ian Whitcomb with Robert S. Roberts and Gene Jefferson's I'm Certainly Living a Ragtime Life. And from 1902, the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Bob Cole, James Weldon Johnson, and J. Rosamond Johnson's When the Band Plays Ragtime.
Got more troubles than I can stand. Ever since ragtime has struck the land. Never saw the like in all of my days. Everybody's got the ragtime craze. Stood it just as long as I could. At last I got it and I got it good. First I didn't want any in mine, but now I'm right in line. I got a ragtime dog and a ragtime cat, a ragtime piano in my ragtime flat. Wearing ragtime clothes from hat to shoe, I read the paper called the ragtime news. I got the ragtime habits, I took that way. I sleep in ragtime and rag all day. I got ragtime troubles with my ragtime wife. I'm certainly living a ragtime life. Went to church last Sunday morn. Hymns were in ragtime, as sure as you're born. Every butler pounds it on his gong. Clocks and watches are all running wrong. Cakewalk music, it fills the air. You can't escape it, it's everywhere. Oh, once I didn't belong, you see, but now you can't stop me. I got a ragtime, a dog and a ragtime cat, a ragtime piano in a ragtime flat. Wearing ragtime clothes from hat to shoe, I read a paper called the Ragtime News. Got ragtime habits, huh? I talk that way. I sleep in ragtime, I rag all day. I got ragtime troubles with my ragtime wife. I'm certainly living a ragtime life. I'm certainly living lifetime life.
Talk about the music of your Sousa and of all the other famous bands. If they're playing music that is classic, people sit and simply clap their hands. But you see the folks commence a smiling when the band hits up a ragtime tune. By the tapping of the drum, you can tell it's going to come, and your feet will be a-moving pretty soon. When the band plays ragtime, everybody sings. When the band plays ragtime, it sets your feet on springs. When the band plays ragtime, you feel like you've got wings. I declare you just can't help it, you just gotta kinda step it. When the band plays ragtime, there's no earthly use in talking about it, though some high-toned people call it rot. They all have to own up when they hear it, that it hits a mighty ticklish spot. It may not be very good for brain food, but the heart is where it touches you. And it makes you want to dance, and you feel like you could prance. Oh, it seems to do you good all through and through. When the band plays the ragtime, everybody sings. When the band plays the ragtime, it sets your feet on springs. When the band plays the ragtime, you feel like you've got wings. I declare you just can't help it, you just gotta kinda step it. When the band plays ragtime.
Ian Whitcomb, I'm certainly living a ragtime life, and the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with When the Band Plays Ragtime. By 1910, the craze for ragtime was slowing, as was the delight people took in coon songs. George Botsford had written a number of successful rags, but his most recent composition, the Grizzly Bear Rag, had gone nowhere until he ran into Irving Berlin. Berlin suggested to Botsford that he, Berlin, add a lyric. The resulting song, called The Grizzly Bear, became a huge hit and the name of a dance. It was a song about itself. Here are the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with Grizzly Bear Rag and Max Morath with Botsford and Berlin's Grizzly Bear. Thank you.
In San Francisco, where the weather's fair, they got a dance out there they call the Grizzly Bear. All your other loving dances don't compare. Not so moony, but a little more than spoony. Talk about the bears that Teddy Roosevelt shot. Can't compare with what old San Francisco's got. Now listen, my honey, do, and I will show to you the dance of the Grizzly Bear. You gotta hug up close to your baby. Throw your shoulders toward the ceiling. Lordy, lordy, what a feeling. A hug up to your baby. If they do that dance in heaven, shoot me on the night at 7. A hug up to your baby. Sway me everywhere. Show your darling beau just how you go to Buffalo when you're doing the Grizzly Bear. Baby, throw your shoulders toward the ceiling. Lordy, lordy, what a feeling. Hug up to your baby. If they do that dance in heaven, shoot me on the night at 7. Hug up to your baby. Sway me everywhere. Show your darling beau just how you go to Buffalo when you're doing the Grizzly Bear.
Thank you very much.
Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, Grizzly Bear Rag, and Max Morath, The Grizzly Bear. One morning in 1911, a tune popped into Irving Berlin's head while he was shaving. It wasn't syncopated, but it had the feel of a ragtime song in its march-like melody and the lyrics about dancing. The band leader's name, Alexander, makes this a coon song, but one lacking any demeaning stereotypes or slurs. In fact, the lyric's reference to Swanee River makes ragtime songs a part of America's musical tradition. Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Coming up to here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
come on and hear Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on and hear Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell, Alexander's Ragtime Band. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Without Alexander's Ragtime Band, ragtime songs would have come to an end sooner than they did. It gave ragtime songs new impetus. Coon songs would soon be on their way out, but ragtime songs persisted into the early 1920s. Less interested in African-American stereotypes and more interested in ragtime itself. Nobody wrote more of these songs than Irving Berlin, often identified in those years as the king of ragtime, even though he never wrote a single rag, just ragtime song after ragtime song. Ragtime songs, dancing to ragtime songs, and spooning to ragtime songs. From 1911, Everybody's Doing It Now, and from 1915, Everything in America is Ragtime, this is Max Morath.
Hun, 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 can't you hear? Music, music, music clear. Ain't that funny strain going to your brain like a bottle of wine? Fine! Hun, 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 take a chance. One, 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 one little dance. Can't you see them all swaying up the hall? Let's be getting in line. Cause everybody's doing it,
doing it, doing it.
Everybody's doing it,
doing it.
Doing what? See that ragtime couple over there? Watch them throw their shoulders in the air. Hear them holler, honey, I declare, it's a bear, it's a bear, it's a bear. Where? Everybody's doing it,
doing it, doing it.
Everybody's doing it,
doing it.
Ain't that music touching your heart? Hear that trombone busting apart. Come, 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 let us start. Cause everybody's doing it now. Play it, boys!
woman, man and child has some ragtime on the brain. Every band and orchestra playing in America plays a syncopated strain. It's floating in the air, you see it everywhere. Everything in America is ragtime. They talk in ragtime. It seems to be the fashion. Their only passion is swaying to and fro, snapping fingers so, acting as though they were having a jag time. The USA is a land of syncopation. It seems the nation is just a million acres of shoulder shakers, composers just as thick as bees, writing raggy melodies. They're even making Gabby DeLee sing ragtime. Acres of shoulder shakers, composers just as thick as bees, writing raggy melodies, they're even making Gabby DeLee sing ragtime.
Max Morath with Irving Berlin's Everybody's Doing It Now and Everything in America is Ragtime. Rags and ragtime songs have the same problem, finding something to write about. Rags had titles that ranged from Frog Legs Rags to Modesty Rag to Dixie Dimples. Ragtime songs, usually about themselves, kept looking for ways to broaden their subject matter. Eventually, they turned to the instruments that ragtime musicians played. Billy Murray, I Love a Piano, and Ragtime Violin.
I went wild when the band played. How I ran to the man when his hand swayed. Clarinets were my pets and the slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today when they play I could hit them. Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine. I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano. A grand piano, it simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow, give me a P-I-A-N-O. I love to sit right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand. A green tetrazine starts to wobble. I grow cold as an old piece of marble. I allude to the crude little party singer who don't know when to pause. At her best, I detest the soprano, but I run to the one at the piano. I always love the accompaniment, and that's because I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano. Piano, a grand piano, it simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and you won't give me a P-I-A-N-O. Oh, oh, I love to sit right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand.
Murray, I Love a Piano, and Ragtime Violin. Soon after Alexander's Ragtime Band gave ragtime songs a shot in the arm, a couple of very important ragtime songs appeared. Louis F. Muir and L. Wolf Gilbert wrote two songs together in 1912, a summertime love ballad and a Dixie song. A publisher said of the ballad, "It stinks," and then said that Dixie songs were passé. A few minutes later, Gilbert returned to the publisher's office to get something he'd forgotten. The publisher said he couldn't get the Dixie song out of his head. Al Jolson introduced it a few weeks later, and it became one of the Ragtime song's biggest hits. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Writers of lyrics for ragtime songs searched farther and farther for ideas for their songs. Sometimes they ended up by being downright wacky. Joe Abrahams visited his songwriting Uncle Maurice one day in 1912. Joe appeared in full cowboy regalia to his uncle's delight. It became the basis for his next hit, co-written by Lewis F. Muir and Grant Clark. Joe Stafford, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Ragtime, talk about your ragtime. Ragtime, talk about your ragtime. Ragtime, love that ragtime. Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
He always sings swinging music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in a saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Ragtime, talk about your ragtime. Ragtime, talk about your ragtime. Ragtime, love that ragtime. Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Such
a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run
when they hear the fella's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin'
son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, talk about your cowboy. Ragtime cowboy Joe.
Joe Stafford, Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Ragtime songs were common in vaudeville, with society orchestras at tea dances, and eventually on the Broadway stage, especially after Irving Berlin wrote the first Broadway score consisting of ragtime songs. He took ragtime songs uptown. The score was Watch Your Step in 1914. David Sabella and Rebecca Spencer settled down in a one-horse town.
I'm getting tired of the glaring light. I've had enough of staying out all night. There's nothing in it, honey, on a bright. I'm through, all through. A little cottage in a one-horse town. That's where I'd like to go and settle down. I'd be as proud as if I wore a crown, if I had you. Come, let's settle down in some small country town, away from all this care and strife, far, far away from cabarets. We'll stay among the jays and live the quiet, simple life. And from the time calls, I'll wear my overalls, and you'll wear a simple gingham gown. So if your strong thought shall arise, we could make a paradise out of a one-horse town.
A one-horse town?
Come on, doll.
What, are you crazy? Oh, Algy. I love the city with its buildings tall. I love apartments with a great big hall. The place you speak of would be much too small for me, sweetheart. I'd rather live up on Fifth Avenue The simple life for me would never do. I really couldn't go away with you. Oh, when do we start? Come, let's settle down in some small country town, away from all this care and strife, far, far away.
David Sabella and Rebecca Spencer settled down in a one-horse town. Ragtime always had a raffish, even wacky side to it. You could rag anything. You could sing about courting, dancing, and spooning to rags. But you could also go a lot farther than the predictable. Terry Waldo sings "When Ragtime Rosie Ragged the Rosary."
Parsley of Tennessee, in accents loud and clear, said, "Folks, I'm awfully sorry, but our organ man ain't here. Now we'd like to get someone to volunteer to help us out." A gal stood up named Ragtime Rosie and said that she could play. The preacher seemed delighted and said, "Just you step this way." Then the congregation bowed their heads to pray. They came a shout. When Ragtime Rosie ragged the rosary, well, Deacon Alexander started in to reprimand her, but he turned around only to see that instead of praying, Rosie had the folks a-swaying. That tune so sweet was such a treat. It charmed their feet and set them dancing, prancing. Ragtime two steps till old Parson Lee, he forgot his sermon and began to talk in German, listening to them low-down harmonies. Then he said, "I want you folks to know that this ain't no minstrel show. When Ragtime Rosie ragged the rosary,
Terry Waldo, When Ragtime Rosie Ragged the Rosary. In 1913, Irving Berlin was about to open an act in London, but felt he needed a new opening number. He'd held a news conference that flopped, so he wanted to impress his audience the next day when he opened his show for an English audience. He completed it not long before the curtain went up. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra with the International Rag.
What did you do, America? They're after you, America. You got excited and you started something. Nations jumping all around. You got a lot to answer for. They lay the blame right at your door. The world is ragtime crazy from shore to shore. London's dropped its dignity. So has France and Germany. All hands are dancing to a raggedy melody full of originality. The folks who live in sunny Spain dance to a strain that they call the Spanish tango. Dukes and lords and Russian czars, men who own their motor cars, throw up their shoulders to that raggedy melody full of originality. Italian opera singers have learned to snap their fingers. The world goes round to the sound of the international rag.
Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, the International Rag. Ragtime began with itinerant black piano players in saloons and whorehouses near St. Louis. It became so popular that Tin Pan Alley stole from it to make their melodies raggy, and that led to the rise of the ragtime song. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.